This is California Ag Today, brought to you in part by Surround. Apply Surround Crop Protectant now to keep your high-value crops 4 to 6 degrees cooler, while reducing damage from sunburn, heat stress, and insects. Visit novasource.com for more information. The California Department of Food and Agriculture recently released its first annual report on the Farmer Equity Act. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross explained some of the key priority areas.
Land tenure. Especially for many of these farmers, they're small scale, they are renting land because we know the cost of land is a barrier for new beginning farmers, regardless of what your ethnicity is, understanding that and what that means. Language, making sure that we're providing as much of our services and program content in multiple languages possible. Engagement with the agricultural industry, as well as being engaged with advisory boards, our marketing orders and commissions. And then how do we facilitate access to resources? The vast majority of resources are going to be USDA programs, but we're an important partner with USDA. So what are we doing to make sure the word is out? And then how do we think through our own resources, especially around climate smart agriculture, as one example, and other grant programs that we might have or that our sister agencies might have? Are we being very intentional, very thoughtful to make sure that we're making those connections?
Stay tuned for our second segment on the Farmer Equity Act tomorrow. With your California Ag Today report, I'm Tim Hammerich.